Welcome back to Unsportsmanlike Conduct. Still to come, dumb debates. You can always get in your dumb debates any place, anytime. If you're thinking about one, one just pops into your head, or you just had one at the office. If people still, you know, actually communicate at offices anymore.
I was listening to a podcast last night and it gave me a dumb debate that is a college football one that I'm excited to ask you.
Oh, my favorite.
Wow.
But make sure you send it to us, J-Check Construction Zone Twitter feed at USC1620. Use the hashtag dumb debates or into the Equitable Bank inbox. John at 1620thezone.com or Josh at 1620thezone.com. This was, again, from yesterday. And here was Matt Rhule when asked about the fact that the transfer portal is currently open right now, even though Nebraska still has 2 weeks of spring ball, or a little less than 2 weeks of spring ball left.
Yeah, I mean, I think if anybody on our team wants to go in the portal, it's open today. That's their right. You know, obviously no one has yet. I don't anticipate anybody going in. When we get done with spring, we'll have a couple guys will have a couple days to see if something's best for them. You know, our guys are really transparent. We've had players on our team already have people from other teams contact them, you know, come in, walk in, say, "Coach, look at this. Show us a text message. Show us this." Just it's a sad state of college football, when, you know, but the problem's not the players. Let me start there. The problem's not the players.
So at least he was, you know, careful enough to say that much. And he's right.
Mm-hmm.
The players aren't the ones making the rules. They're just the ones taking advantage of the situation right now. And the tampering part of it, which is always, it's always been a no-no. It's always been kind of one of those, you know, you talk about the unwritten rules of baseball. Even though in the case of tampering, it's been more of a written rule, but it is one of those things in a sport, in an enterprise that has very little shame, that there was at least some shame to, and that was, if someone was trying to poach players off your roster.
Was there shame? Because how many times have we heard the story of players describing, yeah, and the coaches still kept in touch with me.
Or yeah.
The coaches were like, "Hey, I hope you have a good game this weekend." Like, is this any different than what it was always like?
Maybe.
So I look.
But you hear them all across the board, like Matt Rhule just said, "Hey, it's just the sad state of college football." You can tell that, you know, they're not happy about it,
so,
but you're right.
Let me ask you this. Why with the NBA or the NFL, but mainly this does seem like an NBA thing, why do we laugh at the idea of tampering in that sport and we say, why do people care so much? We know that these conversations are happening behind the scenes, and yet in college football it seems to bug us more. Is it just because of the freedom of movement that is available for you?
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to defend, like, guys going to three schools in one semester. That's not what I'm talking about. It's just, you know, because there is a question. I know the question that we're ultimately asking is, how do you curtail this? Because it's very hard. Michael texted in, and he says, if it's not a coach, say it's a player or someone not directly connected with the program that reaches out, is it still tampering? Because Rhule never said it was a coach. Because have you seen this? Have you heard about this? The stories that are percolating about the Sanders sons at Colorado,
mm-hmm.
and how these are the players that are reaching out to other schools. Oh, and you have a screenshot up right
now. This is the tweet, or I guess this may
this
have
is
been
on Instagram. This is an Instagram story.
Shiloh Sanders, the less famous of the two Sanders guys who are on the Colorado roster.
Mm-hmm.
Instagrammed.
It's a story.
This week.
Yeah.
That.
What? It's a story. It's what it's called. It's called a story. Instagram story. I'm just trying to help you out with the parlance.
This is not a story.
It's a story.
It's
no, John,
two
it's
lines.
A story.
It's not a story.
It's a story, John.
It's a story.
I don't care what they call it. It's a dumbass. That's what it is. This is a dumbass because Shiloh Sanders.
A dumbass story.
Put a Buffalo logo up there,
yep.
And said, "Defense transfers DM me, offense transfers DM," and then he tags his brother Shadur.
Yeah.
And this is how Colorado is trying to get players in the portal to come to Colorado. Is, hey, don't reach out to my old man. Reach out to me if you're a defensive player, and reach out to my brother if you're an offensive player.
So, like,
and you're right. I mean, you know, the players can communicate. People on behalf of players can communicate. But the coaches directly, when that happens, or an official representative of the coaching staff does it, that's when it apparently crosses the line.
Sure. And so, like,
I mean, you're right. I mean, and you know what? You know what the answer is right now to tampering? It's like with everything else.
Just do it yourself.
There is no answer.
And so that's the thing. You don't have to like it. But do you have to embrace it yourself? Do you have to, if you're Matt Rhule, do you have to ask Dylan Raiola to try to do this? Do you have to ask, you know, somebody else on the roster to do this? Is that, and I don't mean to not name any other players, but I almost do think of the quarterback, kind of like a Shedeur Sanders or a Shiloh Sanders is more of a ringleader because of their popularity. Those are well-known names within college football. I would say that Dylan's name is well-known within at least recruiting, you know, and certainly the younger end of the college football world right now and high school players. Do you have to, do you almost fight fire with fire? And he'll probably say, I'm not going to do that. And so if Dylan were to ever do anything, it certainly wouldn't be with any blessing or in any official capacity. But if there are no rules, are you actually doing yourself a disservice by not trying?
Honestly, it depends. And there was an interesting story today in USA Today. Another, hey, here's how Matt Rhule is doing it versus how Deion Sanders is doing it.
The culture wars continue.
The culture wars of college football. But
yeah, it mentions all the visits that Matt Rhule has made.
Yes.
486 off-campus contacts. Deion Sanders is zero.
Right. And yeah, there is an element where you can always catch somebody on the rebound. If you've had good relations with them before, but maybe they just didn't pick you out of high school, when that person goes into the portal, certainly it can come back around to you. I'll use a local example, Isaac Trout. Isaac Trout was, you know, thinking about coming to Creighton, had a great visit, but then ended up going to Virginia for a year. But then when he entered the portal, because of the relationship, and the same thing happened with Marcus Foster.
And for the record, I heard those word of that frustration on his end early in his time with Virginia. Early.
Right.
That, like, yeah, he's probably going to come back to Creighton, like, early.
Yeah.
Like, before he even started playing games, though he didn't play, right?
No, he
like, before the season, there was that type of stuff. So it's like, how does that get back to Creighton people? Because is he talking to Creighton people? Is he talking to people that know, like, it was getting back to people that I trust. Right. So that happened.
I mean, honestly, the answer is, there. Like with everything else, there is no answer. There are no rules right now.
Yeah.
The only way you're going to, and you know, and we joke about it in the NFL, when players are under contract, you know, and then there's that, they call it the legal tampering period, which is always funny to me. But yeah, those communications happen all the time. It is pretty hard to enforce all of it. And I wish I had a better answer. But in a sport that has virtually no rules, it is law of the jungle. Now, going back to your point of, are you doing yourself a disservice if you're not doing it yourself? I think that's where you've got to be comfortable doing what you're doing. Here was the other quote from Matt Rhule, this is kind of the second part of the portal comment when he was asked about it yesterday.
We're pretty transparent with our guys. Like, if they want to come talk to us, we're here to talk to them. I ask the coaches after scrimmages to meet with guys one-on-one. I'm always available. So I just don't think it's really prudent. And maybe this is Pollyannish, but like, I don't think it's prudent for me to like coach guys thinking about the portal, you know, because the worst thing you can ever do for a young person is not have high standards for them and not push them to greatness. So if you're afraid of pushing them because they might go to the portal, then probably don't have the right guy anyway. I'm sure things will happen, good, bad, but we're just going to coach the guys, try to get the team better, and pour everything we have into our players, both on the field, off the field, and personally. And, if something happens, it happens.
And I think it's, in Matt Rhule's case, you want to have the people around you that you have and be comfortable with what you have and work with those folks. So in order to, like actively going out and saying, we'd like to poach that guy off that roster and that guy off of that roster, it's probably more, you know, if let's say, we'll use Dylan again as an example. Let's say Dylan's got a friend who he communicates with and finds out, hey, he's not very happy where he is. And Dylan would be like, man, I'd love to have that guy on my team. And he takes that information into Matt Rhule. I mean, technically, could that be tampering? I suppose. But if you're hearing from a friend who's maybe a little frustrated, and then maybe you reach out and say, hey, we got a spot for you if you're interested. If you want to jump in the portal, go ahead.
Yeah.
But do you actively have personnel departments? You know, just like you have a personnel department. Hey, here's all the recruits we want to look at out of high school. Hey, here's what the junior college, you know, allotment looks like. Do you now also need to have scouts for your team to scan other people's rosters?
I mean, they already have those, though.
Sure they do. But do you need to, like, ramp up that department?
Oh, yeah, probably. I would want it, you know. You're scouting. You're trying to find players that will fit your team, you know. So I think that you probably have to do something like that. I mean, what I find interesting, you know, we talked a little bit about Caden Proctor earlier, and again, Scott Docterman's going to join us on Friday. Caden Proctor, he officially re-entered the transfer portal.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you have ever seen the portal. I personally have not, but I've heard what it looks like. It's essentially like this Excel document, which has all the names of players. But there is this thing where if you enter, you can put do not contact. And so if you put that, if you enter the portal and you say do not contact, I think that the schools are supposed to respect those wishes of yours. You only do that if you know where you're going, which the question then would be, but how does he know where he's going if you're not?
If he hasn't already had contact.
Bingo. And so obviously the answer is he has, because he's going back to Alabama. And the word is that this has been out there for like 3 weeks, a month maybe? Like, I'd forgotten that it wasn't official until yesterday when it came down. And so I saw some people like, ha ha ha, Iowa, you idiots. And it's like, wait, you should have been making fun of him like 3 weeks ago. This is old news. But apparently it had not become official. But I don't know what you do with something like that when, again, it's not supposed to be legal, and yet it is. I don't then know what a punishment is if you're trying to dissuade this. Like, you know, that's why I always think tampering in the NBA is silly, because it's like the Lakers have a $50,000 fine. Like, oh, okay, 50 grand for the Lakers. I wonder how they'll be able to afford that, you know? What do you do with a college team? You know, do you say fewer scholarships? That seems a bit overly harsh to me, but you got to send a message. So is that actually not harsh enough? You know, I don't know what an answer is.
But again,
in that regard. The
end result is the same. If you and I are friends, you're on Nebraska, I'm at Texas, and you find out, and because we communicate, we're texting with boys
we're
all
friends,
the time. I'm
yes.
like, man, this place sucks. Whataburger's overrated. I wish I could have In-N-Out.
I'd say, wish I could have
Runza.
Nebraska?
Better yet, I wish I could have Runza onion rings again.
I like the Popeyes
and
on Dodge Street.
You go
better.
To your coach Nick, who's wearing his Hawaiian shirt.
I'm gonna throw a football at your face.
Wow.
And say, hey, my bud, who's down at Texas, who you know I was at the Rivals camp with, who I thought was really awesome and a great wide receiver, he wants to transfer.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw a football. Is it because I threw a football at his face?
What's the difference between that and if just Nick contacted me himself?
The
end game is still the same.
Bingo.
I'm disgruntled. I want to leave. You got a place for me. I'd like to be your teammate.
So let's tango.
Bingo.
Yeah. So you're right. In the end, it's the same thing. So can you, okay, so then the follow-up will be, all right, well, can you dissuade players from contacting other players? No, the answer to that is no.
No, because
they're friends.
They're friends.
You know?
They can do whatever they want.
And at what point does a conversation go from just two guys chopping it up, maybe complaining a little bit? If you were to be like, yeah, I'm really struggling here. And if I were to say, that sucks, I'm not. I really like it where I'm at. That could just be a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
At what point does the conversation turn into, no, that is tampering? Because that doesn't have to be tampering, but it also could be tampering,
sure,
depending on how ears hear it. Danielle writes, If you are caught tampering, then it's mandatory that Scott Frost coaches your team for 2 games for each violation.
Well, what doesn't Scott Frost still have to serve his suspension, though?
Great point, Nick. What about Scott Frost's suspension? Yeah, I think that would definitely stop people from tampering. If you had to have Scott Frost as your coach for 2 games, yikes, that's a pretty big punishment.
Well, it's hard to enforce anything right now. It's hard to come up with any rules right now because it's a lawless world.
No rules, just right.
Yeah. How about this comment on YouTube from Mike Thompson? Nice shirt, Nick.
Thanks, buddy.
Buddy. Dion writes, football is lawless shirt. Now.
It is. College sports is very much lawless right now.
But you know what? It's always been lawless. It's just different forms of lawlessness.
Yes. Now that lawlessness is just more out in the open. This is the equivalent of the Upton Sinclair book. What was that?
The Jungle.
The Jungle.
Nice.
Where they found out how all the meat is made.
Now it's lawless.
And how scummy everything is. People were, this sausage is really good. Yum, yum, yum. And then we all found out how the sausage was. And sure, the government eventually did step in and we did have
USDA.
Cool. We did have things like the USDA. But right now, you know, we're living in that world where we're finding out about all the lawlessness that's been taking place.
Mm-hmm.
And the other part of it is, the shame has gone.
Shame is no more.
That it used to be
like yesterday's news. Yesterday's news that got handed down about Michigan.
You're right.
The shame that used to accompany that.
Yes.
And there was like, oh, you always felt just, oh, I feel a little dirty. Oh,
You're a cheater.
Yes. Now there is no shame.
And you know what? It's a two-way street on that. Michigan is not going to be embarrassed by it. They say, who cares? We want a title. And you know what? I don't care about it either. And I know some people say, yeah, Josh, you like Michigan. And that's true. But John doesn't care, and John hates Michigan. People that despise them can't even work up the anger to be actually upset about what they did, whereas 20 years ago we would have.
Sure we would.
And I think that ultimately that's a net positive. Like, they bought a cheeseburger. Now, it was also, again, they lied about it, which you're not
they
supposed
to lie.
They lied about
it. It was improperly contacting or having on-campus visits during COVID.
But ultimately, you know, you're right. The shame has gone away. The shame has gone away.
Belly bum!
Man, this stupid game. You won't stop watching that dumb baseball.
Well, it's right there. You got baseball there, and,
yeah, but I'm trying
and the
to
Royals
have a,
are playing another FCS school here
I'm
coming
I'm trying
up.
To have a great conversation with my friend and co-host John Bishop, and you're watching the Cubs.
This was my way of kind of transitioning towards the break. We had kind of wrapped up the conversation.
What's your excuse for watching it 15 minutes
ago?
So,
your way of transitioning to the break is just yelling belly bomb?
Belly bomb.
John, I've heard good radio transitions. I wouldn't say that that's a good one.
I wasn't proffering that it was a good,
like,
bad, or
Josh,
the other way.
Josh,
I just wanted to say
work,
belly bomb to celebrate
rough.
The fact that my good friend, the very loyal, very, very kind, very honest Cody Bellinger hit a home run for my team, and now they lead 3-2.
Wait, did you say my transitions need work?
Sometimes they're a bit too. They're the transitions I would do in college, and I would get yelled at for doing transitions.
What are you
like
talking
about?
Which transitions? What are you talking about?
Like, wow. You're like, oh, speaking of this, how about this?
Oh, like when I'm doing a funny?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. That's on purpose, though. You would do it probably as a serious.
I did it as a bit.
Mm.
And then they're like, you need to stop that because you're doing it too much.
Interesting. Speaking of bits.
Nice.
We have a brand new segment with a new open that Nick didn't forget to make until John sent him a DM earlier today.
That's true. The run and wrestling connection. Josh gets 2 minutes on running, and I get 2 minutes on wrestling.
And the open is going to make sure that you know that. 2 minutes each.
Yep.
I can't wait.
I have brought a funny ha-ha story to mine.
I actually didn't write anything out. I'm just going to go off the top of my dome.
Well, I didn't write anything either.
Are you just going to crap talk your friend?
No, I'm not crap talking anybody.
I'm looking forward to this.
Wow.
And then he put his right foot in front of his left foot.
I mean,
and then
yeah,
he put his left foot in front of his
John,
right
you
foot.
Need to
and then
check
he just
out,
kept alternating.
Maybe you should
back
check
and
out
forth,
my podcast
and
you can
and
see
and
the
forth,
emotional side of running and how rewarding it
would
be.
It would be very emotional. It'd be very emotional if I could master like left, right, and then two more
Nick,
lefts and then a right.
It can be
and then
heartbreaking.
Three lefts and five rights.
Not to spoil conversation too much, but the weather in Boston was rough. And so a lot of folks struggled out there. They put all that work in and then had a bad racing.
What, were they racing on Hoth?
No, it was in the mid-60s and sunny.
Oh, wow, the mid-60s and sunny, and that's harsh?
John, I want you to go run for 3 hours in the mid-60s.
A, I'm not going to run because I respect my joints too much.
Because you're a moron.
B, 60 degrees and sunny? Oh, the horror.
I don't think you obviously you don't understand.
The horror.
I don't mean to shame anybody who doesn't get it, but John, you don't get it, and I'm shaming you right now.
Go right
You're
ahead.
You're an idiot.
I am.
You
go
don't
right
understand.
Ahead. 60 degrees and
65, mid-60s.
Oh, my God.
They say,
it's
John,
cooler than it is in your house.
They say that when you, and it was humid. Also, they say that when you're running, it you need to actually add 20 degrees to whatever the temperature is, and that's how it really feels. So it was close to 90 degrees out there.
You guys can't even tell temperature right.
My goodness, you are a moron.
The Run and Wrestling Connection is coming up on 1620 The Zone.
Nick Grimm for Circus Sports Iowa. If you've been enjoying all the baseball lately, like our friend John who yells belly bomb, then you might also enjoy enhancing your watching with Circus Sports Iowa. But if you're a little baseballed out, or if it isn't your sport, you can still come to the Circus Sports Iowa app to make any sport you watch a little more exciting. I mentioned baseball already, but they also have NHL. Omaha, your Penguins are minus 122 tonight against the Islanders on that tight moneyline split. NASCAR and Formula One is here too. Max hasn't been winning as much. Will this be the weekend where you pick Charles Leclerc to win in China? Plus 1700. Circus Sports Iowa is the sports book for you if you want to get serious and make more money than you could with the competitors. Part of that is because they won't limit your account if you do keep winning, by the way. Some places like to do that. Also, their customer support, second to none. No AI, no chatbots, just real-life human beings. If you come across any problems, they will get you sorted out. Download the Circus Sports Iowa app today. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-238-7633.